Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. The U.S. Department of Defense is perhaps the largest and most complex organization in the world. It manages a budget more than twice that of the world's largest corporation, employs more people than the population of a third of the world's countries, and carries 500 times the inventory of the world's largest commercial retail operation. Currently, the department is engaged in a massive business transformation effort to modernize its processes, its systems, and information flows to meet our national security requirements. Following this course, the department has instituted a continuous process improvement approach that relies on such methods as the use of Lean Six Sigma. With us this morning to discuss his efforts in this area is our very special guest, J.D. Cecilia, Director of the DoD Lean Six Sigma Program Office. Good morning, J.D.
Good morning, Al. Thanks for having me.
Also joining us in our studio is Monica Painter, Associate Partner and Public Sector Operations Strategy Leader at IBM. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, J.D.
J.D., although our audience may be quite familiar with the Department of Defense, they may not be as familiar with DoD's efforts around business transformation. So can you take a few minutes to describe DoD's business transformation strategic objectives and give us an overview of the Office of Business Transformation?
Sure. As you mentioned, the Department of Defense is a very large and complex organization. Having said that, the leadership has decided that we need to transform our business operations in support of the warfighter. So a number of years ago, they founded the Business Transformation Agency, whose primary function is to guide the transformation of the business operations throughout the entire Department of Defense. What they are looking at is enterprise level, that's DOD-wide, Department of Defense-wide capabilities that will align to the warfighter's need, ultimately to provide better support to the warfighter. They essentially have six areas that they look at: personnel visibility, acquisition visibility, common supplier engagement, material visibility, and real property accountability. And each of the services, the Army, Navy, and the Air Force, Marines, has an equivalent that is roughly aligned the same way.
Now let's talk about your specific role, J.D. What are your responsibilities and duties as director of DoD's Lean Six Sigma Program Office, and how do you support the overall mission of DoD?
My job really is a result of trying to find a focal point in the Department of Defense to guide this transformation effort. What I do as a director of the office is to serve as a department-level proponent for Lean Six Sigma. As such, I help develop the guidance, the standards, the policy, and identify the best practices that are being conducted out there across the enterprise. One of those would be a consistency of approach. In other words, are we all attacking these problems using the same methodology so we have repeatable and results that we can replicate? What I'm trying to do is provide a roadmap, if you will, for those who have already started programs, and for those that are emerging, give them some guidance on how to get there.
With those complex responsibilities and duties, what do you see are the top three challenges that you face in your position? And tell us about how you're addressing those challenges.
Well, in this movement, in this transformation, clearly leadership commitment is the number one challenge that any organization would face instituting some sort of a change. So that is the number one priority, is the leadership engagement throughout the department. The second one would be strategic alignment. Strategic alignment is being able to determine what are your priority projects, what are your priority efforts based on where you want to be at some point in the future. And then everything should map to that. Everything that you do on a day-to-day basis should have some correlation to where you want to be in the future. And the third one is the integration. We have so many pockets of excellence throughout the Department of Defense. There are some organizations that have really broken the code on transformation and on process improvement, but we aren't integrated across the department, so we are losing opportunities for others to simply replicate the good ideas.
So, J.D., I understand that along with attaining the highest certification level within Lean Six Sigma as a master black belt. You're also a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army. Could you tell us a little bit more about your career path, how you got started, and what brought you to your current position?
It's a long story. I'll keep it real short. I was raised on a farm and had full intentions of ranching and rodeoing for a career. However, at 18 years old and no money, I couldn't afford the King Ranch in Texas, so I thought I better choose an alternate path. And so my mom really responded to an ROTC invitation to go rafting down the Snake River in Washington State. And so that was my segue into college. Mm-hmm. And once I got into college, I still had these dreams of doing something in the outdoors. And so I pursued an agricultural economics degree. However, that ended up being a lot more accounting than I wanted to. Mm-hmm. At the same time, the Army did a lot of stuff out of doors. And so that's how I got into the whole Army routine. I always said that I would stop. I would get out of the Army as soon as it stopped being fun. And at 21 years later, I was still having fun, but other opportunities presented themselves, and that's how I actually ventured into the continuous process improvement Lean Six Sigma arena.
That's a great story. So, not to get too cliche-ish, so you sort of still wrestling problems to the ground, much like someone in the rodeo.
That's right. And, some of the company on the rodeo is not much different than what I'm dealing with now.
That's great. So as you sort of reflect upon that, and you kind of reflect on your military experiences and your civilian experiences, how do you think these have prepared you for your current leadership role? And can you maybe give us some examples of how you're applying some of those learnings to what you're doing today?
I think the one that they stress in the military and one that stays with you even after you retire is you always have to lead by example. As an officer in the military, you always seek to attain the highest qualifications that you can in your profession so that you can better lead others. That's what leads officers to go to airborne school, ranger school, those type of leadership development schools. When I got into Lean Six Sigma, I understood that, to lead a group, I would have to be an expert in my field. And so that's why I pursued certification at the master black belt level. And I believe that that has paid huge dividends in understanding what it is that we're trying to lead and the methodology behind it. So lead by example, I think, is the number one lesson I learned that I've carried on through the civilian career. The next one I believe that remains true is volunteer for the hard jobs. There's usually not a line forming for that. And so even though they will be hard to accomplish, there's a greater sense of satisfaction when you complete them. The next one I believe is very important is choose your team wisely. I've had the great opportunity to form three different teams since I've become a civilian, the great privilege to stand up three different organizations, and with that came the opportunity to hire people. And the lesson I take with that is I always hire by genetics. You can tell within about 10 minutes a conversation or an interview what the person is really like. And there are certain characteristics that make a great Lean Six Sigma practitioner, and you can't teach those. It's in their DNA is what right. They say. If a guy like me could learn it, so anybody could. Another one is that failure is not an option. It's one of those, we're going to succeed, and we're just going to keep working until we do. And the last one, we have a common goal, and that is the success of the warfighter. Whether you're in uniform or out of uniform, we have the common objective of creating the best support system we can so that those on the front lines get what they need, they get it in a timely fashion, and they get it every time the right way.
How is DOD improving its operations using Lean Six Sigma? We will ask J.D. Cecilia, director of the Lean Six Sigma Program Office, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.